right? Like, oh, he is out of here! I can hear his feet hitting the ground, dick slapping against the stomach. You gotta feed him like a baby bird. Just hip, hip, hip. Bro, that MAGA hat was iconic. Bro, that was white people's teardrop tattoo. That's what that was. You saw a white dude with the hat, you were like,
Done.
If you're a fan, like a true fan of good stand-up comedy, then the place where you need to go is theandrewschultz.com. Now, Andrew Schultz, he released a special that was supposed to go to, I believe it was Netflix. If you listen early on in Flagrant, he's talking about, kept saying that he was shooting the Netflix special, but since all this stuff has happened, he's not saying who the streamer is for just respect of the streamer, and he understands that, like, they don't want all the heat that comes with his jokes. So the dude took his special, bought it back from whatever streaming platform. It could have been Amazon. He's been on Sneaky Pete there on Amazon. But he also has a show on Netflix. So, I mean, who knows? The dude could have sold it to Disney, for all I know. But go check out theandrewschultz.com, buy the Infamous comedy special. It's one of the best specials that I've seen. And it's really doing something where independent comedians are going to be able to, instead of signing with Netflix or Hulu or Amazon, they're going to be able to release the specials on their own terms, on their own website, where they get all the revenue from it. Truly like a thing, like truly like a milestone for independent creators. Now, he's not the first creator to go and sell his special just on his website. Louis C.K. did that and won himself a Grammy. So, on this episode, we're going to be talking about, is Andrew Schultz going to be nominated for a Grammy this year? Because the industry can't lie to anyone and say that the special wasn't seen by a bunch of people. The dude just came out yesterday and said that he has managed to get back the money that he had to use to reacquire his special, as well as make three times that much. So I'm pretty sure they offered him like a pretty sweet deal. Like, here, like they were probably like, here's $150,000 to do your special. And then for him to buy it, they were probably like, oh, we need $300,000 for you to buy it back. Like, we know you want this. So it's a really cool thing. And that's my intro for this episode. Go over to theandrewschultz.com and buy the Infamous special. It's available for, at this point, 9 more days, I believe. And then you can buy it for 9 more days, and they'll send you the link, and you'll own the video. But on this one, we're going to talk about the independent artists of Andrew Schultz.
Right? Netflix pays $100 million to Aaron Sorkin or whoever to make a TV show.
Right.
That distracts you for 2 hours.
Right.
YouTube pays $0 million to Joe Rogan and Jamie to make a podcast that distracts you for 2 hours every day. Netflix cannot compete.
The first time I heard of Schultz, it was in the clip that I just played from the JRE experience. And the dude was on there talking about how Netflix was done and they weren't going to be coming back from what they were doing. Now, I mean, the dude was ahead of his time, and he made that comment on the biggest platform ever. And years later, maybe 5 years later, Netflix stock tanked. And now, you know, Netflix upping their prices. And I've went on and said it for a while. It's just they are not going to be able to compete with YouTube. And I mean, I said it before, I was wrong, but Elon, if he would have bought Twitter, he could have turned it into a YouTube competitor. You know, paying people to do that, upload stuff onto there, whatever. That's neither here nor there, my wrong predictions. They could still become right later on in the future, even though he's not buying the company. But the first time I heard Schultz, he was on Joe Rogan Experience talking about how Netflix was done, and seemed like a really interesting, funny guy, so I started listening to him on one of his podcasts. It used to be called Flagrant 2, now it's just Flagrant, but a really good podcast. The dude's smart, he's he's tuned in. He's a screwed in kid, as the History Hyenas used to say. R.I.P. History Hyenas. You could also see Schultz on History Hyenas. It's one of the funniest episodes because he puts their producer just in his place. The dude's quick-witted New York comedian, and they have the podcast. It was Flagrant 2, but now it's just Flagrant because it's more than just the two of them going back and forth, him and Akash Singh, who I've done an episode on about Bring a Poo Back. I think I did. If not, then it was one that was in the chamber, but also a very funny special. Go check out Bring Back a Poo on Akash Singh's YouTube channel. But you need to go over and check out this stand-up. The first clip that he put out, I'm probably going to clip up a little bit of it and put that joke out on this one. But the first one that he hit on, that he said that the studios didn't want him to do, was one about abortion. Now, I don't know why. It may be something due to the fact that abortion is a hot topic at this point. I'm not saying that you could get abortions at Hot Topic, ladies. I don't believe that store carries that brand at this point. But that'd be an interesting brand for clothing. You just start putting abortion, like, you just call your company Abortion. And then everyone's buying the shirts to support abortions, but like you're just banking fatties off of it instead of actually making it. That could be scam of the day, okay? Just make a shirt, abortion, put it in the Church of Latter-day Saints font, and go on with that. But if you're a fan of just laughing at general, and you don't care who happens to be the target of the joke, you just enjoy good humor. If you enjoy a laugh, you got to check it out. His first bit that he clipped, I got a little bit worried, to be honest, when I was watching the special, because that clip was in the back of my mind. And then I didn't see it until maybe like 45 minutes in. I was like, oh damn, maybe he burnt his closer on the special. I was a little bit skeptical on. You know, it's nothing really. $15. I'm not saying like, oh yeah, make it rain $15. But honestly, $15. You spend $15 going to the store whenever you think you're gonna buy one thing, you end up spending $15 anyways. It's, you know, one of the first times that people are doing the special to where it's on their own platform. And the abortion joke, I get it. The streamers wouldn't want to release that due to the fact that it's a big trending thing right now. And he recorded this special back like months ago, back before this Roe versus Wade, the leak even happened. He had already had, he was in Texas whenever the Texas abortion thing had passed, or it was close to passing, and he was making the joke about the Texas audience that he was in. To me, it's just a little bit weird whenever the dude's on one of the biggest comedy tours. Probably, I don't know if it's known to date, but the dude's doing constant arenas, and Bruce Buffer's announcing him whenever he comes out, and there's one show that he did where the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders came out with him. Regardless, I mean, he's putting on a show because he knows that the people who are going to the show spent the money, they got a babysitter, they made plans for the night. So, I mean, you're going to spend the money on it. It's worth the $15 to have the special. I don't know if at one point it'll be released out to YouTube, so that way the masses will see it who's not buying. But it'll probably happen within like a year or so, or he'll just end up doing as many clips as possible without releasing most of the jokes, so that way people will still be interested and want to see more of it. But as far as the entertaining wise goes, it's very entertaining, very, very good special. Here is the clip from the abortion bit.
Ladies, isn't that fucked up? They try to take away your scoops. It's unbelievable. I just want to let y'all know right now, ladies, I am with you. I think it's your body, your choice. I agree with you on that. 100%. I agree with you when you say that men should have no say in the decisions you make with your bodies. Those are your decisions to make and yours alone. And I feel that way because at the end of the day, when we all go up to heaven and God's like, why are we all killing babies? We're going to be like, y'all. I think they were very clear whose decision this was, God. looks like you need to pay for your sins, babe.
If you haven't watched any of his stuff and you're not positive about going to his website and buying the Infamous special, then go to Netflix if you still have a Netflix account, or if you still have your mom's Netflix login or your sister's Netflix login, go there and type in Andrew Schultz Saves the World. Him and the guys from Flagrant worked on that show. Netflix, after he made that comment on the Joe Rogan Experience, still let him make a special because it doesn't fucking matter. It's all made up. The whole thing's a simulation, whatever. But they end up still letting him do the, or he still does the Netflix Schultz Saves the World. And whenever he does that, it went at everyone. It came out at during the pandemic, and you could tell on a few of the episodes, they came out and said later on too that a few of the episodes that they recorded, they had COVID while they were in the studios. And you could just tell there's like, he looks a little bit off on some of it, but it's really funny stuff, and it goes at left and right. And he was on an episode of Your Mom's House yesterday, and he had made a comment of he doesn't like to let the audience know which side he actually lands on. And that's a very smart way to look at it. People shouldn't know, if you're a performer or a entertainer of any sort, your fans shouldn't know your political views on shit, unless the reason why you're known for anything is your political views. I mean, I say, like, we should go straight up the middle. And that's pretty much a lot of people feel that way. But with wanting to go right up the middle, the best place to be is pissing off both sides. You want both sides pissed off at you, like, legitimately mad, and they're both, like, resharing your shit. And then the people who actually do align with your stuff just think the people who are sharing it are, like, they fell for the troll. And a lot of people will hop in, and then they'll end up actually liking it. Or, you know, outrage causes people to get bigger. And I understand the platforms don't want to take the heat or anything, but he also put out something on platforms where he's going at both sides already. Now, some of the jokes that I've put in here, the abortion ones, they're funny. Okay, I don't care what your stance is on abortion. He's not sitting there and performing an abortion on the Infamous special. He's talking about a perspective, a comedian's perspective. Basically, all these media outlets are holding the modern day jesters to a high standard of like, oh, well, the town jester should be woke and have all of our views and not sit there and make jokes, or they should only make jokes that's allowed for sensitive ears. Well, if you have sensitive ears, I mean, you don't stumble upon a lot of this shit by accident. And whenever you do accidentally stumble upon it, they didn't make it specifically for you, you sensitive fucks. So quit making everything about you. It's the most unwoke thing, actually, to sit there and try and cancel someone over words. I don't think the words floated through the ears floated through the satellite out of the person's mouth into the recording thing, into the satellite, bouncing around whatever other satellites like a ping pong game, and then came down into your headphones and came in and raped your eardrums. Then most of the time, that's never happened in history as far as I know. I'm not positive on that. There may be plenty of accounts of audio raping people's ear canals. I mean, that might be happening right now. You might not enjoy this, but you've listened thus far. So just bear down, okay? I mean, it'll be over when it's over. Your ears will be fine. Get over it. And there's a spot on the special whenever he asks a lady, like, something about not liking something. Now, I'm not releasing stuff that he hasn't released. I'm not going on there and watching it and cutting out the best bits or anything like that. The stuff that I've gotten off of here that I'm sharing with you guys is the same stuff that he's shared. So I'm not trying to cross any lines by taking people's shit and making it my own or whatever. I'm just, you know, spreading the word. And if it happens to help me because of me spreading the word about him, then whatever, you know. I mean, you clicked it. And it's just interesting times. You know, this isn't going to work for everyone. Now, I'm not going to turn into one of those people where I'm just doing stuff talking about. I mean, I like talking about comedy. I enjoy comedy. I'm not sitting there and trying to. I could have very easily, during the height of all the LA dramedy scene, I could have very easily just started clipping together videos like a lot of channels have done and, you know, rised up to 64,000 subscribers and sit there and fucking live chats like some of them do, just zoned out on Xanax and scrolling through Reddit pages. And I mean, I'm on Reddit, I'm uploading stuff on there, but I'm not sitting there and just making live streams about me watching the drama, and all it is people tuning into the drama. And the trick to that one is that people enjoy being in a group chat. They enjoy being like AOL Instant Messenger, or the chat rooms that were on Instant Messenger. People were just on there talking shit. So whenever someone puts up something where they're talking about, this comedian talked about Brendan Schaub, or this comedian's talking about Bobby Lee, all they're doing is just getting those clicks from the people feeding into the negativity. And I mean, when that was happening, a lot of people, still to this day, like, you open up YouTube, or at least because I watch a lot of stuff about comedians, whenever I open up my YouTube, I'm not going to say 9 out of 10 times, because a lot of times I don't click on it, or I'll just like hit, hey, I'm not interested in this shit, and it doesn't pop up again for a while. Ironically, though, if you try to watch just any of like those podcasts' actual funny clips, those other ones with all the negative stuff has gotten so many clicks, and it's now part of the stream. It hasn't been filtered out fully. Because people like drama, even though the drama is involving the people. Like, why do you want to see the town jesters in a boxing contest? You don't want the jesters in a coliseum battling it out, unless you're watching on my YouTube channel where I am having that same exact thing happen. But it's all in fun. I'm taking clips from podcasts and making them like fight back and forth. I'm not sitting there and being like, listen to the Brendan Schaub and how he's suing me, and I'm not even, you know, I could have my opinions on it. The whole thing's stupid, but I don't think that the route that Schultz is doing is right for everyone. And obviously, I mean, some people would be able to get the people buying their pay-per-view specials just that way, people have something to talk shit about. But it's whenever you know that so many people are just generating revenue from talking shit about you, it's kind of hard to want to do a special that way, so that way people, like, you're just fueling their fire. But certain people, like, hey, Mark Norman, comedy, he'd be able to easily do his own pay-per-view special. And I believe the same thing with the Legion of Skanks. A lot of their stuff, if it's bought through Gas Digital, and, you know, that's the irony here is Schultz isn't the first one, like, I guess because it's up on his own personal website, but Gas Digital has specials that are up on theirs. I mean, people have been doing it, just his way of doing it as a pay-per-view, and it's a pay-per-view that you buy and own, so that's an interesting way to go about it. Because, I don't know, I'm all over the place here. Check out youtube.com/dailydumbass, where the town jesters are fighting each other, and if you have sensitive ears or eye holes, then, you know, it's not the place for you. And I don't want to have to put a disclaimer up saying that stuff's, like, not for certain people. And I'm not even at the point where I would have to do that, but I just think it's stupid. I get it if you're doing stunts, like, don't try this at home, work, or fucking anywhere. But, yeah, it's just really interesting, because I'm a big fan of independent artists and independent work. So, doing the specials independently, or, like, artists, Tom Segura did it back in the day, Tom Segura, where he, instead of going through Warner Brothers Music or anything like that to release his comedy specials, he just released them himself and got all the checks whenever they were streaming on different things. But it's funny because I remember hearing his shit, like, back in the day when I would listen to comedy on Pandora. And it was whenever his first album was out, Thrilled. Don't come at me like that, mommies. Keep them high and tight. Where are the bodies? Whatever. But, you know, I like clipping together the stuff, and it's not like I'm trying to clip together stuff from comedians to get clicks. I mean, most viewed videos on YouTube are ones from, like, me clipping stuff from Your Mom's House, but I'm not saying it's my work. I'm like, hey, check this out, or other fans are clicking on it. I'm trying to just, you know, put up stuff that I find funny. A lot of the stuff that I'm uploading onto the tube of you is simply, I'm trying to get back into the whole editing thing. So a lot of my stuff, it might not be good at this point. I know it's not. I'm just doing it to get back into it. And, you know, if some people be like, well, if it's not good, why are you going to post it? Well, I mean, I kind of got to post it so that way not only I clear up space on my devices and not have to have it on my, you know, like, just taking up memory, but just post it so that way it could show the evolution of what's happening or what I've done. Not saying this is ever going to work out. It's probably not. Okay, I'm just doing it for my own enjoyment. So me sitting there and doing these shitty podcasts just out into the ether for no one to find, you know, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy rambling and ranting when I get a chance to. I enjoy the player creation on WWE 2K22, which is pretty cool. And now I'm not even at the point where I'm talking about the special, but I've gotten you here this far, so I'm just able to talk about stuff. I'm making my channel to where it's just a progression of whatever it is that I'm doing, working on, trying to get better at shit. I wouldn't be able to just, like, upload really good stuff if I'm not able to do shitty stuff. And I'm also learning how, you know, I'm learning the process of the YouTube, being late to that game and everything. You know, not learning, like, the whole process of it. I mean, I know how YouTube works, but, you know, just trying to figure out the thumbnails and naming it, putting in stuff in descriptions, tags. I'm just trying to learn that technical part of it. And it's, some would say it's a useless skill, but if I'm not doing anything other than consuming, there's a way to look at it where there's two types of people. There's people who are just consuming content, and there's people who are making content. And the people who are consuming content are just unknowingly paying the people whose content they're watching. I don't know, it's weird. If you're going to try, and if you enjoy editing, what's the point of editing and not releasing your stuff out so that way, I mean, criticism, even if it sucks and people are like, hey, blah, 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 blah. If you're just constantly editing it and you're like, oh yeah, this is the funniest thing ever, but no one's going to see it. It's the funniest thing ever, only for my eyes. That's not helping you grow as a creative or grow as a person. So that's kind of why I'm doing it. And, you know, you can't sit there and pop overnight. I have a video that's got a good amount of views. It's not my stuff. All I did was clip together bits from Nadav trying to Google on Your Mom's House or Two Bears, One Cave, or clip together Josh Potter's intro or whatever. But I'm doing it because it's stuff that I like. I enjoyed it. Whenever I stumbled upon it, I was like, oh, how would be an easier way for me to be able to find this? I just put it on my own channel. Or, you know, I really like this. I thought this clip was funny. And these podcasts have so many different things on there. Why not just put it on there where it's easier for other people to find too? Because sometimes, like, the stuff that people find funny is just in the episode, hidden throughout. Like, maybe it wasn't part of the clips up there, but all that does is show people that work and where to find it, and, you know, helps those platforms find. It's like those whole channels of predominantly black people just watching white rappers. There, it's a whole line out on YouTube where it's like, married black couple watching Tom McDonald or Chris Wiebe or Jelly Roll for the first time. And those people, they're really good channels, you know, like their reactions to the music is legitimate reactions. They're saying whether they like it or not, or they're saying if like certain bars in the rap are hitting right. But, you know, that's different strokes for different folks. Not everyone is going to enjoy watching that. And, you know, it's their audience is of all shades and colors at that point. It might not be. It might only be blacks and whites watching black people react to Tom McDonald. But I know it's not only me watching those videos to get them 60,000 views and stuff like that. But I don't even know where I was going with that. I started out this episode talking about the Andrew Schultz. Check out his stuff. I'm sure at this point, anyone that listens to this has already heard of the guy. You guys have probably already bought the special. So once again, I'm speaking out into the ether. But it's just, I haven't done an episode in a week or so. Sorry. I haven't done an episode in a week or so. And figure I'd do an episode and then maybe hop on 2K22. Don't know which character I'm going to be creating today. If you do go to my YouTube channel, the recent ones, the ones that I've done on 2K22 are just the title belts of Legion of Skanks, which is a very rough draft. That one, it looks too clean. It needs to look more like the hardcore title on, you remember the old hardcore title that, you know, Chris Benoit was supposed to fight CM Punk for on that night that he didn't show up for work, and then something bad happened. But we're not getting into that. But the Legion of Skanks title, I need to make it look more like the hardcore title. You know, it was my first time making a title belt. So like I had said, that I'm releasing even the shit that doesn't look all that great, because so that way I have a reference points of, oh yeah, like, you know, I'm working on the creator thing, working on making stuff that I could use for content. So, I mean, I might live stream me creating some characters or arena, or live stream the characters playing on my Twitch account or whatever, just trying to branch out there, and then do some fandangling with the clips from the Twitch account and throw stuff from the podcast over. I mean, thank you for listening if you are listening. I understand it's not good, but I'm working on it. It's like anything, okay? You don't shoot out of the womb running. Usain Bolt might have, but a lot of people didn't do that. And Forrest wasn't just created overnight. Yeah, there's plenty of seeds, water, sun, repeat. Kind of like washing your hair. Unless you have dreads, then, I mean, do what you do. But this has been fun. I'm Dipshit Dow. This is Daily Dumbass. Please leave nothing less than a 5-star review. Subscribe on the YouTuber. Like and follow Instagram at Dumbass Daily. And deuces.
New York. Like, it's a fucking carnival outside of there every single day. Like, people.
come to New York and they go to like Broadway plays and shit, they'll literally spend thousands of dollars to watch Harry Potter the musical when they could just stand outside the clinic and watch something really disappear.